This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Barack Obama!
Yeah. Don and Mike Show.
And one, two, three, four.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on. Speaking of Barack Obama, as we...
Barack Obama!
Hold on a second. We got a great tape of Oprah. Love Oprah. Talking in her very blackest voice about Obama.
Okay.
You know, I love it when Oprah goes between talking white and talking black. So here she is now over the weekend with Barack.
Oh, yeah. There's free women. You have the right to change your mind. I would never vote for anyone based on gender or race. I'm voting for Barack Obama not because he's black. I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
You go,
girlfriend.
You go.
Oprah vote. Oprah baby.
Quite the rally over the weekend. I bet Arnold's not happy.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah, we can get into that in a moment.
Okay? Wow.
Old Lantern Jaw showed up yesterday.
I mean, really, the way I understood it, a very, very last-minute, spur-of-the-moment deal where she just showed up.
And, as he always requests, never an address.
Wearing the pants. Pants sure. Out of the house.
Sure.
The house, H-A-U-S, umlaut.
Which first names make women think you are big in the pants? There's a website called
Peter.
OnePoll.com, P-O-L-L.com.
I know what last names make women think that. North.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one
about
point.
Vagina.
Absolutely. Here's your big name list. When girls hear these names, they think he's got a big one.
Huh. I can't wait for this.
Dan.
No way.
As in Ryson.
Snyder.
Winner.
Wow.
Richard.
Simmons. I'm just, you know, it's like stream of consciousness right now.
He looked good in that ad last night, too, didn't he?
You can't. I laugh anytime I see that guy. And Alice Cooper, too. That was good.
Andy. Dick.
Right. Richter. I'm thinking of guys that would have small ones.
Yeah. And that's why I said Dick. Andy
right.
Dick.
Right.
How about Chris Farley? Kennard.
Collinsworth.
Robert.
The Angry Mailman.
Adams. Ty. Mark.
Cutback Davis.
These names are all on the list that women think
they have big ones.
Yeah.
Got big penises.
Right.
James.
Earl Jones.
Carvel.
Lipton.
Steve.
Is Steve one of them?
Steve is the number three list. Number three on the list for big schlongs.
Steve. Van Zant. See, now I'm moving into guys that might have big ones.
Yeah.
Goldstein.
Go. Paul Schaefer.
Tagliabue.
Dave.
Price.
Thank you very much.
Super Dave, right. And now here then is the list of, if you have this name, girls think you got a small one.
All right.
From onepoll.com.
I'm very nervous about this.
Nick.
See, I would think the opposite.
Hold on, Mike. Number nine. Hey, cow. Hey, bull. Moo. Dennis.
Dennis. Oh. We all know that's got to be true.
Number eight. Barry.
Manilow.
Hello, Barry.
Mm-hmm. William.
Number seven. Josh. Hey, my son-in-law.
Josh. Josh.
Number five. Jeremy. Coleman.
You win.
Come on.
Automatic win. But really, outside of Jeremy so far, where's Ron on that list?
Ron was on the big list.
Well, yeah, Ron, Jeremy.
Ron wasn't on the big list.
It's a conflict.
Number six, Keith.
Richards.
Stop, you're the king of the Keiths.
Carradine.
Ryan.
Small penises, Frank. Murphy.
Murphy? Well, you hit Ty.
Nigel.
What?
The producer of American Idol.
Right.
Or Elton John's
drummer. Lyricist. No, it's Bernie Taupin that was his lyricist. Right.
It's Nigel, somebody's his drummer, I think.
Yeah. Nigel. No. Hello, Nigel.
Number two, small penis name, Brian. Brian Wilson.
Brian Baldinger.
But just because the roids, Mike.
And now small. That makes you smaller, though, doesn't it, down there?
Yes.
And Raisins?
And the number one small name is Ray, as in Ray Romano.
Okay.
Or Ray Charles.
Uh-huh. Ray Price.
Rachel Ray.
That's T-Rex arms.
Those are small penis small names.
I don't understand that. How do they get that? Do they just electrodes on a woman's brain? How does it work?
They talked to 1,000 women in the UK, and they said, when you think of a big penis,
what name?
The first name do you think of? And when you think of a small one, what's the big name?
Where's Matthew? Is Matthew on that list?
McConaughey? Or Stabilak?
I'm just looking because he's there. There he is. Hey, he's on the cover.
Hi, Ellie.
Today. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, Ellie.
Love you, Ellie.
All right, Buzzin, here's the thing about Tom Petty.
Okay.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers says you sound a bit too perfect at the Super Bowl. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had showmanship, blah, blah, blah. Sunday, Tom Petty backed down in his first Super Bowl halftime show. It seems he was lip-syncing. The 57-year-old rocker would not be the first or the last to lip-sync at the Super Bowl.
Well, it's hard to do in that environment.
Let me see. They're going through now. The telltale signs of lip-syncing are vocals sounded too pristine. Mr. Petty's lungs didn't seem to be expanding far enough. Every time he sang, his mouth was strategically hidden behind a big, spongy microphone.
Running down the drain.
Perhaps the real cutaway came during his ad-libbed aside and free-fallen. He backed away from the mic a split second before his voice trailed off. They also say he definitely was lip-syncing during American Girl, I Won't Back Down, and Running Down a Dream.
Who's the guy that got the cherry gig of interviewing Belichick after the game in the loser's locker room? Chris Myers was lip-syncing also. did you happen to see that, too? Because really, no grace there. I mean, really kind of ragged out. Usually you see just a little more stand-upness there, you know?
All of the Patriots that I saw interviewed after the game all had the same company line, even Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. They all said, hey, listen, you know, flat out,
they beat us.
Pay that team their money.
Yeah, Belichick was, that was the losing locker room. He did not want to be there, did not want to be interviewed.
He did not say congratulations.
I thought he looked petty. He did, and I don't mean Tom.
I think he did say congratulations to the Giants, but that's about all that he said.
Yeah, he's kind of giving one-word answers and stuff, but I guess it was, he's not used to it, doesn't know how to handle it.
Uh-huh. And to be fair, Buzz, I think that when the game was running out, and the clock is going down to zero.
Right.
On TV, they showed the clock was down to zero. He did go over and shake hands with Coughlin and say
that.
Good job.
Okay.
But still, you would think he would hang around till the very end of the game.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Better form, I think.
Although I knew it as soon as the game started. I said they're going to lose. My girlfriend's like, why? I said, look at that hoodie. Look at that queer red hoodie that Belichick is wearing.
I thought at one point that Michael Strahan was going to give Tom Coughlin a tongue kiss. When he took those giant Michael Strahan defensive lineman hands and had Tom Coughlin's little rat head in between them, it looked like he was really going to plant one on it.
Don't forget, Michael Strahan allegedly is half a fag.
Really?
His wife said it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what his ex-wife said.
Oh, that's right. He likes boys sometimes.
So he is going out of his way to let everyone know he's heterosexual.
Sure.
Did you see the ad for VH1 Pepsi something with Michael Strahan?
Right.
He's in the Super Bowl locker room, and there are a bunch of ladies' gowns.
Yeah.
And he picks it up, and he goes, ooh, this is nice.
I didn't understand the one with Ben Roethlisberger where – he was singing the Pina Colada song. I didn't know where they were going.
American Idol ad.
Is that really all it was?
American Idol ad.
All right.
You know, as much as Belichick had a hard time losing the game, does Tom Coughlin, have you ever seen anyone that doesn't like to be happy like that?
Yeah, it's strange.
Did you see the deaf ad?
The deaf ad?
What was that?
The deaf ad! It worked for Pepsi Cola.
Pepsi.
And it had, you know, work on the screen. It was silent.
Cold happening?
It said, bark. When a dog barks,
code captaining.
Oh, they sponsored all that because for Americans who were differently abled. That's mm-hmm. what they loved saying yesterday.
Differently abled?
I'm glad I'm not differently abled.
That's fitting into the whole politically correct
you,
thing.
You might be.
P.E.K. Kerrang! Kurt Menefee!
Kurt Menefee.
Kurt Menefee!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's
Hello.
Happening? Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, see if anybody else noticed that Belichick, when he was running across the field at the end of the game, definitely had the little T-Rex arm swinging back and forth.
Well, he wears those sweatshirts that create the illusion of T-Rex arms whenever you see him.
His arm's telescope.
Right.
Yeah, not helped by his, and again, that hoodie.
Oh, that's so, the whole
like
outfit.
The
you know, I like it when he's even a little more, you know, cut off arms and stuff. That was really like an almost a pre-done hoodie that he was wearing. But his pants, then he's wearing like Bill Parcells pants.
His Dockers on.
He does. He has sensible slacks on. It didn't look right.
What about the retarded way he keeps that, the red challenge flag in his sock?
Yeah, yeah. And then waiting to hold it. That's when I thought the game was going to turn around, when that happened, when the Giants had too many men on the field. I really thought that was the moment.
How'd you like to smell that flag?
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hey. Hello, hey.
I just want to preface my call by saying I hope they let us enjoy Mike as much as we've enjoyed you, Don and Mike.
Yes.
On our radio station here. And I also wanted to let you know, Plessy Gobert was teasing that Tyree receiver because he was dropping the ball all day on Friday at practice. And I also was teasing my Patriots fan.
Maybe you missed the pregame show. For guys who talk real loud and slow.
Sounds like he was going through some sort of machine.
Good phone.
Machine.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Don, I wanted to say thank you a lot for helping me get through all these years driving, listening to you guys.
Listen, send me $10. That's how you can make it even.
Send cash.
That'll make your retirement, your temporary hiatus all the sweeter, just a $10 bill.
Send me a 10 spot.
If you really care.
Of course, you'll give, how much will you give to a charity?
Mike, I will give 0% to a charity.
Congratulations.
If I've ever put a smile on your face, send me $10.
Yes, shake Don's hand with a $10 bill.
That's right.
Hey, did you guys hear that when Eli Manning was in the locker room with all the women reporters in there, he was completely naked?
Was he, but what state was he in?
And aroused.
Where's Eli on the list of names? Is Eli on?
Not
Eli?
There, Mike.
Hey, you know, and a name I didn't hear on either list, there was no Tony.
Or Michael.
Hey.
You would think, yo, Tony. Come on.
I bet Eli's huge.
Eli's probably, yeah,
just,
oh yeah.
Because he's so dumb looking.
The whole, no, wait, no, this is genetics. It's the whole Manning family. I mean, really, let's think about him. He produces these strapping sons. Really, he's like a Clydesdale. No doubt in my mind.
Let me see.
In fact, I would say most NFL quarterbacks, you know, with a few exceptions, would be significantly large.
You think so?
I mean, I know this sounds gay, but really, think about NFL quarterbacks. Terry Bradshaw?
What, you think he's got a big wiener just
because
he's a
they
football
all do.
Player?
Yes. I think they are.
What about Jeff Garcia? You think he's got a big one?
Well, Jeff Garcia, who sounds like this when he's talking, but then you see him with all the you know, the supermodels and the Playboy bunnies.
What about Matt Leinart? You think he's got a giant Johnson?
Yeah, I really think it comes with the territory of being a quarterback with big hands.
How about Donovan McNabb, Mike?
Huge.
Because he's black or
no, because
he's
a quarterback.
What about Rex Grossman?
Maybe that's the one you finally found a quarterback. It might be a little
questionable. What about Mark Brunell?
All right, you found two quarterbacks. I know quarterbacks are your favorite subject. Maybe not Mark Brunell. But that guy that came in for the Redskins, Collins.
Kerry Collins?
You know, I mean, is it Kerry?
Not Kerry, no, it's Tom Collins.
Tom
no,
Collins.
It's not.
Todd Collins.
Which was Todd Collins. Collins.
While you're talking quarterbacks, did you happen to see John Elway in the special about the Super Bowl rings?
Did not.
He has got the worst, looks like he's been in a fire, blemishes all over his face. I don't know what happened to
nobody
John Elway.
Rivals Don Shula, though. Nobody possibly.
Oh, I
when
don't
they
know.
Were, did you see when they were reading the Declaration of Independence?
Oh,
and they
thank
have
you.
They have Don Shula down there, and I was like, first of all, it's the whole NFL thing where they're tying it
that
into
is,
America to
right.
honor America.
Thank you, Mike. That is the moment when, seriously, if I was Elvis and I had a gun, all three TVs would have been blown out.
Right.
When I got to see some bad third-rate actors put on Ben Franklin clothes and pretend that they're signing the Declaration of Independence?
If I want to see a bad Ben Franklin, I want to see a guy that's doing an ad for a bank.
I think that's the Ben Franklin that
from
we
Philly.
Saw sing karaoke in Philadelphia.
That's that same
I
guy
swear
from Philadelphia. I thought the same thing.
He can't sing, remember?
The original Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was also around.
I didn't know. I guess it was the whole Honor America, that type of thing.
Yeah,
I mean, but I was kind of confused by the whole thing.
Are you like me? I mean, if the game had been played in Philadelphia, maybe I would understand. If it was some sort of national holiday, I would understand. It was just like, hey, we're Fox. We're going to be patriotic. So,
but don't you understand when you're reading the way that document, that incredible document was written, and when you're listening to the words that were penned by Thomas Jefferson, mm-hmm. you realize throughout our history just how dumb we've gotten?
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to that and going, what?
And I don't know about you, but I love hearing stupid football players reading that.
I know.
It helps.
Do you think that each person that was used for each stanza of the Declaration of Independence, do you think that they had them read the entire document?
I believe it was one word at a time, all spliced together.
We cut. All right, that's very good.
Thank you, Mr. Brisky.
The. No, 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 it's the.
Right.
The. We. The. We the.
Hey, I'll take
we,
the first part of it,
the.
Though. We the people. You know, I would take the first part.
Kingsley. Kingsley.
You get deep into that document where they start using the real nickel words,
yeah.
Then you are in big trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention that talking stain ad. I would have thought that Mike would have been all over that. You guys would have made that part of your repertoire.
I'll tell you what I didn't like about the talking stain ad. I didn't think the payoff was that good.
Agreed.
I really thought it was.
I agree.
You know, the whole thing was fantastic. It was focused on the stain. I was laughing, but then there was no payoff. It was almost like a mid-level Saturday Night Live sketch.
We talk to stains every day at work.
Stains.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the commercial with the mouse and the Doritos. Man, that had to have been the funniest commercial I've ever seen.
Sure was. Go get yourself a nice big piece of chocolate pie.
Thanks for calling, Sacramento.
Really drinking a lot.
Enjoy Thank you that. Very much.
I tell you what.
I didn't like to die when that. I didn't like to fall out when that one. I was waiting. You know, I wanted a little CGI there. I didn't want the guy in a suit.
I like to what not.
I like the cheap suit.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
What's wrong? Why are you going to hang up on me?
Why would we do that?
It depends.
Are you a dick?
No, I'm not.
Are you annoying? Are you a jerk?
No, I'm not.
Why was the first question out of your mouth? Are we going to hang up on you?
Yeah, bad breath? What's up?
No, I just...
take hundreds of calls on this show on a daily basis, and we like to give everybody their say. Everybody's got important things to say.
Why would we hang up on you?
I'm going to start a new website called Fire...
Right. Okay, well, see, we did have to hang up because she was plugging something.
Called firethelistener.com.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Has anybody informed you guys that we the people of the Constitution and not the Declaration
of Independence? Oh, sorry about that. Well, but give us the first part of the Declaration of the Independence.
When in the course of human events.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, me too.
You're absolutely right.
Me too. Oh, well, who cares? Just some stupid piece of paper.
I would have remembered that, but I was on my first plate of wings.
It's a piece of paper that don't mean nothing. I tell you what I did, but it was important.
What?
How about Randy Jackson playing the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Was he playing guitar or bass?
In the Paula Abdul video, though, where he had on the weird purple glasses and a stupid slash hat like he was in Guns N' Roses.
You know, I have to say, though, in the outfit that she was wearing, mm-hmm. Paula Abdul has still kept her lovely log splitter in shape.
I think if you got her naked, you would see like Frankenstein scars.
You think she was propped up? Do you think she had like a lot of spandex going on? A lot of lifting and separating?
A lot of saran wrap? a lot of that stuff that chicks wear underneath that just like makes the clothes go right to your skin?
So she'd zip out of that black outfit and it'd be like Silly Putty coming out of a microwave?
Touchdown!
I don't know. I mean, the thing I didn't like about it is there were so many long shots. They shot her from an amazing distance. They didn't get up close. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know. It's Paula Abdul.
Looked pretty good.
You think they'd, where do you think the nipples would go? How far down?
Oh, they're gone.
You really think so? I think she still manages to look stunning.
I think her original nipples are gone.
Oh, but I would like to back off something I said last week.
She's just growing little nubbies now.
I would like to back off my aforementioned Lynn Spears comments.
Oh,
because
really?
I've seen more video than I care to see in a lifetime about Britney's mother.
The skanky.
Well, the one where have you seen the one where she smacks the cameraman?
No, I have not.
They catch her. The paparazzi. These paparazzi who all sound like they just came from Kosovo. They're in the back of this loading dock, obviously at the medical center where Britney's being held. And Lynn Spears, they get this this real close-up of her. And then, boom, she nails the camera. But I no longer feel my my lust. I must have seen a particularly good picture of her. No, it's I withdraw. I withdraw the offer of support.
Okay, gotcha.
She is nasty.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too.
Did you have to meet, did you happen to hear the name of the punter for the New England?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. What was it? What is it?
Chris Hansen.
Oh, that's right. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I haven't been very busy because we don't have a lot of three and outs in New England.
People ask me what my game plan is.
I like rape.
I'm Chris Hansen with the New England Patriots.
Come here, Eli.
Yeah, he gets around.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, duh.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Super duper.
We're doing fine. What can we do for you?
You mentioned Paula Abdul. Have you seen her reality show? They've got a lot of close-ups of her there.
You mean the one that was on a couple of years ago?
No, it's on now. I think it's recent. It was just on the other night.
Right.
Oh, man, it's scary. I get
it. When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
But Dawn, it was on.
It was on.
It was on the other night.
It was on.
It was on the other night there, boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, did you happen to notice on Alicia Keys when she performed that all her dancers had big butts just so hers wouldn't look that big?
I disagree. I think Alicia Keys, I would eat dinner off that, off, you know what I'm saying.
How long did she?
Well, maybe the top half.
How long did she perform for?
Who knows? 5 minutes.
She's a good performer.
One of the best.
She's one of my favorite performers.
It's a fine performance.
Really? I watch her perform anywhere.
It was in the purr game.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
She's a poor professional.
Hello.
Yes, huzzah.
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 Oh, that's right. They said that last night in that stupid skit before the Fox game. Huzzah.
We don't want to be premature.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
So long, my attorney will be in touch.
Goodbye, turkey. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know if you already talked about this commercial, but one of my favorite ones was that Planner's cashew commercial.
The one with the lady with the unibrow?
Yeah, where she was walking down, everybody was falling all over each other.
I just thought she was perfect. I mean, the actress, they made her up a little bit, but she was absolutely perfect. Right. I liked that. I enjoyed that.
And the payoff was what was so great at the end, because you had no idea what it was about until the very, very end.
And, you know, especially when she reaches right behind her ear. Which I know, Don, being sick and coming off the flu weekend, that's an area of the body. I don't know if you've ever...
cheese grows there,
Have you sampled that when you have that two-day in-bed thing?
That's very similar to the cheese that you get along the ring of your underpants that goes right around your legs if you go like 2 or 3 days without changing them.
Yeah. I can actually get a pretty good scent, even if I've showered. Hold on. Let me see. No, I'm scent free today.
We got to wear sunglasses all day.
No, that's an area of my body where it actually collects. Right behind the ear, not between the toes. Have you ever done that? It's fun. It really is fun. Because it's really convenient. It beats anything. You know, and we all like to smell things on our body.
I think if we're going to talk about absolutely the best smell ever, it would be back in the day when you had leather watch bands.
Yes.
Oh, a hot day, man.
Oh. Right.
You take that watch band off in class, and you just sit there and you go, oh, God, this smells so awful. I've got to keep smelling it all day.
Didn't you talk about the fact when you take a pencil between your toes for your athlete's foot with the you'd use the eraser, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd
smell the eraser. Sniff.
Was that pretty good, too?
Better than sex.
The only thing that would rival behind my ear would be when I cut my toenails. And you get that corner of the toenail. That's pretty sweet. How you feeling?
For bacteria, huh?
You ever smell those babies?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I mean, there's that. It's that wonderful. It's just been a part of you for a long time. But I don't understand the behind the ear. Why that? Because I really wash thoroughly back there when I shower.
Oily.
It's the oil depositing back there?
And you wear headphones all day.
Yeah, we do wear headphones.
That's it, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody told me one time we're supposed to really, like, tend to these, that these can be just jumping with bacteria.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Our headphones? Yes.
How come we've never had, like, a cleaner for them in here? Should we? Could I put Purell on it?
That would be great. I'm sure that wouldn't short them out.
Wipers?
Well, I mean, if I was just to put the Purell on them on the outside.
No,
of
that'll
them.
Dry the plastic, though.
Yeah, it will, because of the alcohol
content.
Let
me see what happens.
All right.
They don't build them anymore, Mike.
You're listening to a preview of June 1st.
Stop it. How long are you going to do that to me?
Only today.
All right.
Only today. Right. Only because you really are wiping the outside of your headphones with Purell.
It feels wonderful. My ears are tingling now.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.